WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Scottish film Trainspotting, about heroin addiction, just opened in U.S. theaters. The film's a smash hit in Britain, and stories about the film and its stars have been all over the media here. Our film critic John Powers tells us if it's worth the hype.
Ever since the Second World War, Great Britain has been a leader in creating new styles of rebellion. The angry young men of the 50s, the grinning mop-top Beatles, the vicious punk droogies of A Clockwork Orange. The latest model is on display in the much-touted new film Trainspotting, an exuberant portrait of a scuzzy Scotland you didn't see in Braveheart or Rob Roy. Based on the scabrous bestseller by the Scottish novelist Irvine Welsh, Trainspotting centers on a small group of young Edinburgh men who specialize in heroin and aimlessness. There's the doomed athlete Tommy, the womanizing sick boy, and clueless Spud, who has all the inner strength of an oyster. The group's leader is Begbie, a boozing braggart who's like a walking bottle of nitroglycerin. Touch him if you dare. The group's conscience, such as it is the narrator Mark Renton. Renton knows exactly how he's mucking up his life, but he doesn't let that stop him from sticking a needle in his arm. Renton and his pals make American slackers look as goal-oriented as Olympic athletes. These guys spend the whole movie shooting up, robbing tourists, sleeping with jailbait, getting drunk, cursing the home country, going to court, ripping off welfare, starting brawls, shooting more smack, and, of course, periodically deciding to get clean. In one of the movie's several great bits, Renton gives the recipe for kicking the heroin head.
For this you will need one room which you will not leave, soothing music, tomato soup, 10 tins of, mushroom soup, 8 tins of, for consumption cold, ice cream, vanilla, one large tub of, magnesia, milk of, one bottle, paracetamol, mouthwash, vitamins, mineral water, Lucozade, pornography, one television, and one bottle of Valium, which I've already procured from my mother, who is, in her own domestic and socially acceptable way, also a drug addict. And now I'm ready. All I need is one final hit to soothe the pain while the Valium takes effect.
Although it's filled with drugs and squalor, Trainspotting never wags its finger or tells you to just say no. On the contrary, it's a celebration of ecstatic style, a hard day's night for the wised-up 90s. The movie was made by the young team of director Danny Boyle, writer John Hodge, and producer Andrew McDonald, a trio determined to knock your socks off for the full 90 minutes. They give you jump cuts and freeze frames, smart-aleck subtitles and Sean Connery parodies, hallucinatory babies crawling across ceilings, and addicts dived into diarrhea-filled toilets to retrieve opium suppositories. Trainspotting also boasts two fine performances by emerging stars. As the loutish Begbie, Robert Carlyle is at once hilarious and utterly terrifying. He's the British answer to the young Robert De Niro. In the subtler role of Renton, Ewan McGregor holds the movie together with his understated charisma. Whether mocking commercialism or growing pale with shame at his low-life friends, he gives the film its hint of a moral center, its sense of humanity being wasted. You'll doubtless hear people complain that this picture glamorizes drugs. So let me quickly note that this misses the point. The drugs are only a metaphor. The movie is actually about a state of profound, often uproarious alienation, which is why it's become an anthem for millions of young Britons who grew up in the profit-mad years of Thatcherism. Trainspotting validates their feeling that they live in a country that doesn't care about them or the future. The movie insists that these disaffected young people matter, and that they have a boisterous vitality that can't be squelched. This larger meaning sometimes gets lost because the filmmakers are so eager to knock us out that they often forget to touch us. I kept wishing the film would occasionally linger. But at the movies, energy is nearly always more important than depth, and Trainspotting's great triumph is its unabashed pleasure in its scrofulous characters and its own cinematic bravado. Turning the most depressing of topics into dazzling entertainment, it reminds you that going to the movies can still be the giddiest high of all.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.